Can you hear the music?
I can hear something.
Yeah, you can. A lot of people can't hear it.
Well, I can hear. Morning, Dookie.
Morning, Dookie. All right, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. And, you know, this is the Morning Dookie. We haven't done a Morning Dookie in a while. You know, it was meant to be a new segment of the podcast, I guess, that was, you know, supposed to be a couple times a week. But it's been a couple months, you know. We just, you know, things get busy and whatnot. But we're back. We're back with the Morning Dookie. And today, you know, I'm joined all the way from Ecuador, Mr. Ryan Wiersma. You might remember Ryan from the last time he was on the podcast, like 6 months ago. He was the first ever in-person podcast I ever did.
Live.
And, he talked about Ecuador on that podcast, and now he's sitting on the porch of the house he built in Ecuador with an ocean view. Look at that.
Hi. Good to see you. Yeah, great. Bloody great.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Man, I love following this journey that you're on of building this house and living that Ecuadorian dream. You know, you left Canada. You did it.
I did it. I left. Left the oil pass. Left Canada, and then I moved here. Well, I'm going to be moving here. I'm heading back to get documentation, and then I'll be here full time, just beach life, surfing, and then hustling from the internet.
Fuck yeah. Well, what's it cost you to live there per month?
Because I have the house, it's $700. It's between $600 or $700.
That's easy. That's easy to make.
And I eat out every day. I do anything I want. I drink what I want. Like, there's never a moment where I'm thinking like, oh man, do I have the pennies to, like, I go full send every day, and it costs me $700.
A month.
And that's you know how much my water is? You want to know how much my water is? $8. $8.
That's crazy.
For a month of water.
Wow. So $700 a month. What currency does Ecuador use?
USD.
They use the USD. All right. Yeah. So $700, dude, you can easily make that. Man, I've made that this week on TikTok Live alone.
Are you with your gifts and stuff?
Yeah, man. And I don't go full send with it. And I don't go full send with it either. I just go and hang out for a little bit, and, you know, and then do the whole battle thing. And man, you get all those people on there. I love the full-time battlers on TikTok. You know,
what's the full-time battlers?
Oh, that's what they do for a job. You know, they definitely make enough to survive off of TikTok Live. They just do their thing, right? So, you know, last night I made, I think, like $200 or something like that. And I went live for just over an hour.
Just chatting,
man.
Are you fucking fist fucking me?
No.
Are you fist fucking me?
I can fist fuck you if you want to.
That is insane.
Yeah. And then Facebook every month, you know, just posting videos on Facebook and engaging. I make what it costs for you to live there on Facebook a month.
So I got to figure out that Facebook monetization. What kind of standards do you need to do monetizing Facebook?
I don't really know the standards you need. You can't really use copyrighted music. I know that. You got to be careful with the music. Or they do have this new thing on there. So I got a video on there, and it really pissed me off a little bit. But the video got almost 2 million views, and I only made like 40 cents off of it because I used music, and there's music sharing rights on there now. So the person that song belongs to that has those rights made the bulk of that money. They made like probably a good, you know, $160 or something like that.
Fuck me, man.
Yeah, man. The internet's a wild ride, dude. You know, now I want to move out. Now I want to move somewhere else and live.
Well, you just leverage, man. Like that. Like, that's my thing. So, like, I guess my sale, if there's a sale, is like, if you're an entrepreneur, like, how do you buy time? And you got two options. Either you make more money or you spend less money.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, if I spend less money in Canada, like, my life is still, my life is pretty, like, I don't even call it, you know, it's nothing. There's nothing to it. There's no, like, great moments. It's just, like, work and sleep. That's what my life is like.
Yep.
And then you go to Ecuador and it's just like, okay, I just dropped it by 5 times less money and I'm having like 10 times a life. So, and now I own time. And then you can take that time and you can just work on the craft, and our craft would be content, right?
Yeah.
So you do two things. You first of all, you buy time by spending less money, and then you make more content because now you can go full send, and then you make more money doing content.
Fuck.
So,
man, can you
that's
imagine?
My sale.
So imagine it costs like $700-$800 a month to live there. I make that on the internet in 2 to 3 days. The rest of the month, I can do nothing.
Or you get really ambitious and you work the job that you love to work and you do that every day and you make a fucking boatload of money. And then you buy your side-by-sides, you fucking go help charities and you go do whatever you want because you got a family there. So you're going to have a family. So you're going to be around like $2,000-$2,500, right?
Sure. Yeah.
You got two kids?
Yeah.
So you're going to need 2.5 G's.
Yeah. Whatever.
Which is easily doable.
Yeah.
Easily makeable.
Fuck, dude.
And you can, like, and that's depending on, like, the life you want to live. Like, you can, like, be balling. So you can be a fucking Bahala Kahala, and you'd be spending, like, $3,500. So to be a baller in Edmonton, you're going to need, like, 15 grand. And to be a baller here, like, I would be a baller if I spent $2,000 a month. Like, I don't know what I would do. Like, I'd be like a lot of hookers and a lot of blow, man. I'd be like a hooker a day. Honestly, I'm not even joking.
That's
a hooker a day. It's too much. It's just too much there, Frost.
So we were talking about, you know, what today's topic of the morning dookie was going to be. And we were going to go based off of, speaking of hookers and blow, we're going to go based off of, you know, the most, the wildest days off you've ever had, you know, in the patch or wherever, you know, the job got canceled for the day, your equipment went down, so you had some time off, and the shenanigans you got up to, what was going to be a day spent relaxing, doing laundry, catching up on sleep, watching some movies, quickly turned into some fucking debauchery.
Exactly. And they always just happen randomly. And just like, we got a day off tomorrow. Why don't we just grab a six pack?
Yeah.
Have a couple of beers. We'll go drive out to the pipeline right away and just have a couple of beers there. You know? And then. So what's your story?
I want to hear yours first. I want to hear yours.
Well, it was it Dawson? No, Fort St. John, that's what it was.
Nothing good ever happens in Fort St. John.
But they have amazing stripper joints. So they used to have amazing stripper joints.
They used to have the Condil and Cheers.
Yes, Cheers.
Yeah.
So we're about 45 minutes from Fort St. John. And we're in camp. And we are January. And then we hit ice rain. So freezing rain. We're driving back and it is like insane. Like you're seeing trucks in the ditch. You're seeing trucks flipped over. We're going like 10 kilometers an hour and we're all over the road. And then we get the call. It's just like, yeah, this is too dangerous. Oh, it's in us. Like there's no work tomorrow. It's fucked. This is a no-go. End. So we're like, okay, all right. I guess we'll just have a chill night and just relax and enjoy ourselves, you know, as you do, you know. Going to catch up on some sleep. We had a crackhead working with us. So our crew represented me. Drafted my buddy, James. We had a crackhead. We had this young kid named Chiggins. He's in the book. Actually, this is actually a story from the book. As one of the chapters from the book I wrote. And we have this young kid. He's like kind of our like apprentice on how to do life, right? He's like 20 years old, just dumb as fuck. But we like him. So we have a crackhead. So just make sure that's in the story here. fucking crackheads. You know the crackheads, right?
I know who you're talking about very well.
You know, all the snaggle twos, the guys with the fucking bugs on their face, and they're doing the fucking. So we get our day off, and it's my buddy's like, hey, yo, Ryan, me and the boys, we're gonna go to the pub. Oh, no, we go to the right away and have a couple of beers. You want to join us? Like, yeah, hell yeah, because this guy is my really good friend, right? So we get our, you know, we got a little bit more than we should have got. We got like a 24 pack. And then we had another guy who was an alcoholic, but he's pretty cool dude. Like, cool dude. And he had a bottle of rum. So then we go to the right away and we're drinking beers and we're doing shotguns and we're doing the hoorah-rah and we're getting all goofy and whatnot. And then my buddy has this like great idea. Like, the boys need cocaine. They need it. So I don't do it, but I'm like, yeah, I'm just down for the madness. So remember, this is a day off because the roads are so bad. It's a 45-minute drive to get to Fort St. John's with the person with the gear. So we all hop in the truck. We got an old guy that's like 55 years old, drunk, wasted, doing like the... We got the crackhead there. We got Chiggs. We got my buddy. We're all packed into the truck. I'm in the front seat. So we got the seat back. So I'm in the front seat. We got my buddy, me. We got the drunk. And in the back, we have Chiggins and the cracker. And we're going there. And we are wasted. We are hammered. So when we get there and my buddy meets with his other buddy and they get the stuff and, well, they do their thing. Oh, know what we did? We played that song, Phil Collins song.
In the air?
In the air. So what they had all the lines all set up for the boys, and it was like boom, 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 boom. They all did the lines. Such a fucking eventful night. Like, so crazy. Like, just so crazy. So then after that's in their system, they have the great idea. Like, we should go to the casino, right? So we're fucking loaded, man. We go to the casino. We are fucking tearing the place apart. And then we get kicked out. Buddy goes outside, throws up, comes back. He's like, okay, let's go to the strippers. Gets in the car and drives us to, I think it's Cheers?
Yeah, there's Cheers in the condo. Yeah, the deal.
Right? We have we have the drunk. He's passed out now. So he's just like a bag of potatoes. Passed out in the truck. We get to the strip joint and we go in and we have some pool. We're drinking, we're having fun, we're laughing, going to the bathroom, peeing. And these are some of the best strippers I've ever seen. Like, I'm talking, they look good and oh my God, can they dance? So we go to Perv Row, as you do. We got our stacks of loonies, right? And Chiggins, because Chiggins is a moron. He doesn't know how to save money. So he has $0. He likes to party. He likes to buy chicks things. He's a fucking degenerate. So we're at the Perv Row, and we have the greatest stripper I've ever seen. A fire-breathing stripper. She's lighting her tits on fire. She's blowing fire there. She's writing her... Everything's on fire. It was just a hot, hot scene. I'm throwing loonies. I don't care where... I don't want posters. This is the show of the century. And then, so I'm out of loonies. I blew my load. I got no loonies. And there's poor Chiggins. And I don't know what this kid has, but he is a chick magnet. This is a scrawny little dude. He's just, I don't know what he is, but he is a built-in pussy magnet. Ugh. What's that?
Was he tall?
Tall. 6'1".
Big, but big wiener. Big wiener.
Just a pinner.
Big wiener.
But I don't know, man. He's just sitting there, just drinking his beer, and then... Boom, stripper chick, just chatting him up. And I mean, she actually was chatting him up. Not like, I want money, because he has no money. We're buying him drinks, right? So the fire breather's on there. And I'm like, man, he needs to throw some money for her, because she is quality. So I take money from the crackhead, and I throw Chiggins $1. Yeah. So there's the crackhead stack, and he's got like 100 loonies there. And he doesn't like Chiggins, because we like Chiggins, and we don't like the crackhead. But he doesn't like Chiggins because we like Chiggins.
Yeah.
So I throw $1 there, and then Chicken takes $1, and the crackhead just loses his mind. He is like, "Don't you touch my money! You da da ba ba da!" He is kicking up a fuss. Like, he is losing his fucking mind. He's going crazy. So I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, okay. Well, I'll go get you another dollar. So I go and I break a 20 and I get a beer and I grab $1. And then they're outside having smokes, and the crackhead is just, we call him Twitch. That's what his name. He's losing his mind. Like, he is ready to fight. So He's losing his mind, and I go outside, and he's like, you took my money, and that's disrespectful, and you gave it to him. And we're like, yo, man, you got to, like, just chill out. I'm like, yo, man, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's your money. Your hard-earned money. I had no right to do that, and I do apologize for that. It is your money. I have a dollar for you. He's like, it's not about the money. And I take the dollar, and I put it in his pocket. I'm like, okay, well, that's the end of that one. We're going to just fucking leave. You can just have your little tent tantrum out here. Because he's like a crackhead, right? They just fucking no perception of anything. Nope. So we go back in, and now we have an enemy. So the enemy is the cracker, and there's us three. So we love chickens even more because we got this cracker doing crackhead things. And we're there, and we're sitting on one side of the strip, the perv road. He's on the other side, and you can just see he's bubbling up inside. And he explodes. He throws his doll of all of his money everywhere, and he's like, it's the fucking principal. He's talking to himself. He's yelling this. It's the principal. You took my money. And we're just like, this. We got dinner and a show right now. He's going bananas, right? So I think it's like 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, we are fucked, right? And now it's time, like, okay, we're talking to the strippers. They're actually really great. Strippers are great. We're chit-chatting to them, getting numbers, doing our thing, buying beers, getting shots. And everyone's just like, yeah, we got to go, buddy. Like, Twitch is outside. He's losing his mind. The bouncers kicked him out. So he's outside. He is going belligerent, wasted, loser, drunk, right? And we're like, this is so fucked up. So we're like, we're going to go. And he's just fucking losing his mind. And then we just hop in the truck and we left him there. We just left him there. Like, we're not having this. So we drove back to camp. We left him there, and the next day, we're like, oh, I guess we're going to have to pick up that crackhead. So I think he slept outside because the hotels wouldn't allow him in, and and then he wound up in the hospital.
Oh, fuck.
So he's like, can you pick me up? I'm in the hospital. So we get in the truck. We drive him back. We pick him up in the hospital. We don't even know why. I actually kind of forget that. It's in the book. But so we're there, and we're just, it's like dead silent in the truck. And we're just like, this is so fucked up, right? Like, this is so weird, right? So the next day we have work. And the story gets so much better, man. It gets so much better. So we go to work, and we have different crew trucks. And we send Crackhead into the one crew truck. And we all drive to site, and we have our tailgate, right? So we're all chit-chatting there. And there's us as a strong group of tribe of not crackheads. And there he is all alone like a loser, right? And then we go into our crew truck. My buddy's talking to the main cheese there. And we're in the truck, and the crackhead comes in. And me and Chiggins are like, okay. And my buddy then hops in the truck and doesn't know Twitch is in the truck. And he starts going off. He's like, did you see? Like, he doesn't know he's in there. He doesn't know the crackhead's in there. He doesn't know Twitch is in there. He's like, did you see that loser? Loser standing there. Like, what a fucking low end. Like, I have never seen, like, who does that shit? Who loses his mind over a dollar? Like, I have never seen such a fucking low end in my life. Like, man, like, that's the reason why nobody likes him. Because he's a fucking loser. Like, that's why everyone in the company hates this guy. And I look back at Chiggins. I'm just like this is ruthless, right? Because he doesn't know. He's like, oh my god, like he's gonna be gone. Like, he's just going on and on. And I looking back at Chiggins, and I start to chuckle, right? I start to, and then I hit my buddy on the shoulder. I'm like, yo, James, he's in the truck. You know that, right? He's like, what? And he's like, so he owned it like a boss. He's like, you're not coming in this truck. You get out right now. And gets him out of the truck and puts him in another truck. And we just start howling. Like, this guy just pulverizes, dude. And he starts punching me. He's like, why didn't you tell me he was in the fucking truck? I was like, you're doing so good though, man. You're doing so well.
That's half the fun of the story, right? Like, oh my, you know, buddy's in the truck, he's going off, and you're just like, I'm gonna let this finish out.
Oh my, for like for like 4 or 5 minutes. Like, can you, 4 or 5 minutes is a long time to shit.
That's a long time to go.
And it's just like, I just kept looking at chickens. I'm just like, holy shit, this is fucking wild.
Fucking all the stories I have, basically, man, I don't really drink. So I'm like the DD, right? I'm always the DD. Oh, and one summer I was on the road crew there, and it was the first COVID summer, I believe it was. Buddy brought his limo with him. He had a limo, right? It was like an older limo, but he drove it around and carried it everywhere with us. And I drove it around everywhere. Like one night we ended up fucking, we were downtown Regina. We were in Regina, and we ended up at the Mosaic Stadium where the Rough Riders play.
Yeah.
And they made me stop. They all got out. They took their beers with them. And they hopped the fence of Mosaic Stadium. They were running around the football field and shit. And, yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah. And then I ended up going down the wrong way of a one-way in it. In like 2 o'clock in the morning in downtown Regina. Oh, yeah, it was pretty wild. Nothing like your story, though. You know, like, Mrs. Frost just returned. What's going on, Mrs. Frost?
Mrs. Frost.
She said,
how are you?
She's just getting back from the gym here. Yeah, and then I think there was that one time in Prince George where I was tasked with keeping the belligerent drunk crew member from causing any more trouble or damage to himself.
Correct.
Right. And he kept disappearing, and we went to the bar, and he was sitting there staring off in the corner at the bouncers and was like, they're looking at me. They're looking at me. Like he was coked out and drunk. And he's like, oh, they're looking at me. I'm like, no, he's not. This guy disappeared like 20 times and I couldn't find him. Every time I found him, he was just about to get himself into some trouble. He ended up fucking, I ended up finding him. He called me. He called me, I think it was. He called me. It was like, well, I'm here. So I had to work my way. Yeah, it was Prince George, man. Like, have you been to Prince George?
That's in Sask, right?
No, that's Prince Albert. Prince George is in Northern BC.
No, I haven't been there.
I am 5'4" and would not do well in prison. And, you know, like, it's a... Yeah. Oh, and the type of people you find in Prince George, I should not be alone with at night.
Are they from the reserve?
Yes.
Are they darker than my skin?
Oh yeah.
Do they kind of talk like this there, cousin? No. How are you doing there, buddy? You got the
That's kind of Italian. That's kind of Italian. You kind of speak Italian now, you know?
Like, yeah, exactly.
You're Italian. They're from the Faviano
Corleone's, yeah.
Italiano Reserve.
Exactamente.
Yeah, man.
That's how the Corleone's speak there, buddy, you know?
Have you heard the song Midland by Ben Allen Curry?
No. I can play it now, though. Let me get my phone.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. Can we do that? Is that going to fuck up your stream?
I don't think so.
Because, man, if you put music on, man, these streams, they like, boom. Like, can't do that. You can't smoke. They got, like, protocols.
On TikTok, yeah. You can't smoke or drink on TikTok Live.
No. What's the name of it?
Midland by Ben Allen Curry.
So you go live on TikTok. Oh, yeah. Well, let's finish your story. Midland. Midland from... So Midland is M-I-D-L-A-N-D?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good song. And... yeah, it's country, but it's made by guys who work in the oil patch, right? So like, just listen to the lyrics, man. The lyrics say it all.
Yeah, So, and then what this reminded you of, Prince George?
That just reminds me of working away in general. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big tune.
Great tune. There's a lyric that you, there's a one lyric that you love. Have we hit that yet? I don't think we have.
Yeah. Wild as hell, stories I can't tell. That's a good one, too.
Another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise. Yeah, man, that's a pretty good song.
Pretty good song. I love that guy. Yeah.
He's on TikTok, man. He was on the podcast, man. I love that guy.
Really? Man, yeah. you get some beauties, man. Yeah. Like it's so badass. Like cause I know how hard it is. I know how much time like it is. I bet you think about this. I bet you dream about it. I have dreams about content, man.
I'm always thinking and pretty much with the podcast is always working, right? You know, always like thinking, okay, how do I get this guy on? Where am I going to reach out to him? And how hard is it going to be to get him to say yes? And you know, what do I got to do to get this guy on, right?
Well, it's kind of like a nice thing is like vanity is a nice thing, right? It's just like, yo, man, I got a podcast. I really dig your stuff. It's like, all I got to do is talk to you. So easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Well, a lot of people want to be paid for their time too, right? Like there's a couple people on TikTok that have asked, I'll come on, but you know, I need money.
Well, how much usually?
Well, sometimes, well, you were talking about a crackhead. Remember, Sean Weiss? Remember Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks, the goalie?
Yeah.
I asked him to come on and that guy's a recovering crackhead. Okay. And he tried to charge me $250 to come
just for a hit, eh?
That's what I said. I'm like, man, if you're gonna be like famous, you're probably gonna want to charge a little bit more. You're charging. Yeah, man. Hey, man. You know what? The morning dookie. You know, we're running a little long for the dookie.
Right. We got to end it.
Who spends half an hour in the bathroom, right?
Well, some fucking guys that are doing a hangover do that.
It's me. I spent half hour in the bathroom.
Do you?
Wow. I'm not going. Well, the wife's right here. Yes.
Well, yeah, because you got to wipe your ass standing up. That's the problem, man. You got fucking bad technique.
And that's the problem.
Bad technique. Yeah, we're going way too long. We got to end this shit.
Yeah, man. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we reignite the morning dookie and have you on more often. I don't know.
We could. We got lots of fucking stories, man.
You do. You show us around your house next time that you built in Ecuador.
That's a deal. That's a date.
All right, man.
Okay.
I'm gonna go spend time with Mrs. Frost here. I think she's cleaning up, so you know, maybe I watch her clean because I can't walk yet. So
no, yeah, you've milked that.
All right, man.
Okay,
sound. Have a good one. Hey, good to have you. Coming on, and you stay frosty.
You bet, your brother.